Archie, and they slip it off the feet by Rovers, get into there, force attack in this one, one inside by Jerome O'Driscoll. The monitor is moving forward as he put it over the bar. The London based Nuffs snaps it open the bar. The sides are level. This man has been brought home from London on seven occasions this year for this particular championship. It's a point and no score. I think it's 17 occasions that they have brought Jerome O'Driscoll home. He was home on Tuesday night for a training session. Flew back, did a bit of nursing Wednesday and Thursday, and flew back on Friday morning. So he's part of this panel. It's a point apiece in the Cork County Intermediate Hurling Championship, sponsored by the TSB Bank. As another rush on here, as the men from Inniscarra set up a scoring opportunity over there on the far side of the field. I think it's Daniel O'Connell, the minor, and it's Diarmaid O'Riordan there, but the slither taken out over the line, and Paul O'Neill is over there. He's the linesman in charge of that side, indicating that it's going to be a Bride Rovers line ball. Terry Broderick has got a pine for Bride Rovers, and we say thanks to Michael for that. That's the breaking news from down under. Well, how the GAA have changed, let me tell you. They're making the draws for the championship down underneath us in another continent, but right on this continent, Bride Rovers are going to a lead of 2-1. That score coming from the club secretary, Terry Broderick, and he has already scored 5 points in this championship. The puck out is on its way. As we watch this free here to be taken all the way from Barry Hazelwood, is it his second point of the match? It is his second point of the match. That's one going over the bar. The out by John Carey. They tell me that he's probably the best man in Cork. Never have worn any form of a Cork jersey. Well, maybe he'll get his opportunity some particular day, not too long from now. Ryan, oh, brilliant pass by Donald Ryan. He lays it off, and what a point. What a point by Padraig Murphy. But credit the man who played hurling and football with the Melbourne Sinn Féin Volunteers in 1999. He's back in action. And he slithers up the feet. Well, it's one over there. It's another by North Pat Walsh, the former captain of their All-Ireland under-21 junior centre side. They're not to worry about that now as he lays the ball off. I'll tell you in a minute, they're rearing down and goal. Is it Hazelwood? Another rap of a shot coming in. Superbly saved by the custodian who was there in 91. Gets it down and right. Sets up an upper opportunity. Another great save. And this time it is a goal. This time it is a goal for the Bride Rovers men. And there can be no denying now the Blarney man has gone off his rocker here. It's 1-4 to 2 points. And I would imagine the man that got it was Pat Walsh, that captain of that under there, All-Ireland on the 7-a-side winning team. Yes, but this guy are attacking now, and they hurt the slitter. And there's a great... Oh, my God, it's come off some form of woodwork as a blazing shot came in there by the Diarmaid O'Riordan. He's lashed it against the woodwork. It came back out, but it's going to come back in again. Is it John Carey that's coming forward? Carey lets it in the centre, but will be cut out by a humbling supreme in Brian Murphy. And away it goes, and away they've been, Bride Rovers men. It's 1-4 to Bride Rovers, and the scatter coming back into it. They've got the slip in the middle of the park. And the middle of the park won it over there by Davey Buckley. He's the champion plaster, they tell me, as the slip drops inside. The goalkeeper has to be brave. He is brave. He gets the slither out. As far as the fruit and vegman, James Murphy. Murphy lashes it up the field. Where it's won over there, but I can tell you that the Inniscarra are back in this game now as they come back attacking, and they lay the ball off here. They lay the slither. Can they get it over the bar? They should, and they could, and they will, and they do. It's over the bar from the midfielder. Pat O'Riordan was the man that got that one over the bar. Oh, Dara Hollins had sent the forward and a one-handed pull. Well, I'll tell you one thing, he's shaping up here, and thankfully he didn't make a great contact with his intended his intended target. But over there is Bride Rovers that have it. Sean Ryan trying to get the slither. He has it, and he plays across midfield where it is intercepted. And it's intercepted by Mark O'Sullivan. And Mark O'Sullivan sends a long slither up the field. We talk to Keir maybe about a few switches in a moment. But inside, we watch here. Dan O'Connell, 17 years of age. The back of the net, Matthew Sunday. Is it Dan O'Connell? I wonder to get it. Or will we check in a minute now who got that one? They were bearing down a goal. We'll check one moment. And... tell you the player in question is Sean Holland, I think it is, that cut inside there. I'll tell you, is it Sean Holland? It is Sean Holland who had switched into full forward. I Connor was the man who got that point, and they tell me that he's a nephew or a grandson of Pat Lee, who trained Leash to win their only All-Ireland series hurling title when they defeated Cork in 1914. That's all history. No, all they're dropping in here. There's a pull going on in it. Can a man get it on? There's a man after getting it over the bar, and Bride Rovers have extended their lead. What a performance out of the Bride Rovers men. The man that got it is the team captain. He'll be the first man to captain a Bride Rovers team to win an intermediate hurling championship. The boys in 1933, well, they won't know anyway, but in 2003, it's going to be Bride Rovers, 114-15. And they're singing on the terraces, on the stands here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, 6,713 souls in as we watch coming through. And they're running down the Shore Ragged. Padraig Murphy, one of the four brothers on it. And remember, his grandfather was there in 1933. The great-grandfather was there in 1987. And the scoreboard says 114-15. Pucker on its way from a gallant cool baller, Kevin Murphy. The finest hour of Bride Rovers is about to be witnessed, I would imagine. Any moment now, the coach is Jack Russell. Liam Barry is one of the selectors. Anthony Cahill and George Johnson are other selectors involved with this great team. And other people that played a part. Colm O'Keefe was one of the subs. Barry Johnson, Patrick O'Driscoll, Cormac Collins, Brendan O'Driscoll, Shane Murphy, Thomas Carney, David O'Regan, Bat O'Connell, John O'Dowd, Colm O'Keefe, James Birmingham, Mark O'Connell, Alan Fitzgerald, Michael Carey, Hugh Kelleher, Trevor Cooney, and number 35 in the list is a guy called Richie Cahill. They breed them all shapes and sizes down there. And in Kildine and Bartlemy and in Ratcormac, they'll celebrate tonight, let me tell you. And it's a town that was one time just known as a famous place for a trucker's restaurant. Well, it'll now be known as the latest place in Cork to produce the senior hurling team. They've done it in complete and absolute style. 114-15 they lead. As we come to the 28th minute of the half in this particular one. And we just check to make sure that our timing is right as we watch the line ball here, which will be taken. And a free, which has gone over the bar from the nurse all the way back from London. Jerome O'Driscoll was the man that got that one. And what a score it was. Fitting that it should be nearly the last one. 19 times they brought this fella back from London to train, to play in the Intermediate Hurling Championship of 2003. The slither up the field. Inniscarra trying to get a few last scores, but it's a little... it will have no bearing whatever in the outcome because the game is well and truly over. It's 1-5 to 1-15. And then Gaeltacht have won down in Kerry. They have beaten Lawn Rangers in that one, in that amazing match there. 12 points to 2-4 in the Junior B Hurling Championship. It's St. Columb's 3-11. Liscold 1-12. Cabri Rangers have defeated Ballygavin 1-16-1-9. Island Rovers have defeated Glanmire 2-18-3-5. And it looks like, we'll have it in a minute, that Grenagh are in a county junior hurling final. It's a line ball to the men of Bride Rovers. Their team captain any moment, Sean Ryan, will be mounting the steps here to become the first man to lead them into senior status. And an honour befitting a great little club down in the barony of East Cork. What's it about that particular neck, I wonder? But in Inniscarra, they've had a fabulous season as well. Just because you lose a final, it should be forgotten what great entertainment and support and what have you. They gave so many of their supporters. This little's been dropped in. The goalkeeper is up and he gets it out the field. And away the Bride Rovers men come. The clock says 30 minutes. Willie, my friend, it's your last day in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. You could nearly be blowing it and let them do you a little bit of celebrating because night will be in on top of us a little earlier than usual. 30 minutes gone in the Intermediate Hurling Championship second half. And it's Bride Rovers in the commanding lead of 115-15. And I'm sure the bookies didn't think it was going to be as one-sided as this, if you like. No, Slither dropped in. Can Inniscarra maybe get a late consolation goal? These guys in Bride Rovers, they're, well, ticked off. And out comes one of them there, tearing down the field. And it's that man, Brian Murphy. He will look around and he will say that I played hurling today with a team that included Brother Padraig, Brother Barry and Brother James. What an honour for any family, driving forward again. But there's more than one family here, let me tell you. There's a whole host of them. And it's nearly, it's almost all over. Is there a last score in it, I wonder? There's a draw between Aragony and Rangers. Have come back. Did Mickey O'Callaghan get a few goals? I wonder. There's a draw there. But they ain't a draw here because it's all over. And Bride Rovers are intermediate hurling champions for the year of 2003. Yes, indeed, and we've been just informed that Barry Murphy, one of the four Murphy brothers, has been installed as man of the match. 71 years ago, the Black and Tans decommissioned the Bartlemy Fife and Drum Band, but they responded by forming a Stick and Bucket Band after that. And with commendable spirit like that, I would imagine that it's gone all the way through to today, because without doubt, they were the outstanding team in this particular hurling match, where it has ended on a scoreline of Bride Rovers 115, Enniscarra 15, and I know...